Connected live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
Now, so yeah. There's a new bylaw that's been promulgated by the city of Johannesburg. And to be quite honest, I understand where they're coming from. It's about CCTV.
Okay.
I don't know if you've got cameras at your house, but there are some cameras that end up facing public spaces. Things such as roads, parks, pavements, etc. and so on.
Of course.
Those are public spaces. Those do not belong to any one individual. Now, this particular bylaw that's been promulgated then states that those cameras must be erected with the approval of the city, first of all. And then, once they've been erected, you cannot share criminal footage. Let's say a crime happens, for example, and you pick it up. You cannot share that on WhatsApp groups, on social media, etc. and so on. And if we ever want to repair or take down or change anything about these cameras, you must also consult the city.
I'm okay with getting approval by the city, but this thing that you can't share footage of crime, it's giving censorship.
But I understand why.
Why? Because crime is much a reality in this country, very much a reality, and we need to not sweep it under the carpet, you know, to make the country look good. It's like what we're talking about in the last hour, PR versus the truth.
Well, this is the thing. I'm glad you asked that question. You see it as seeping under the carpet. I see obstruction of justice.
How so?
When you take footage, for example, and the criminal act is still under investigation, and you share that for the whole world to see, you're not only alerting the general public, you're also alerting the very same criminals. Gutsi, hey, by the way, here's some of the evidence that could be used against you. They can then start to formulate a defense if they were going to, all sorts of things. A lot of how people get caught, if you understand the criminal procedure, is they get captured, they get brought in for questioning, right? And during the questioning is when you find out if a story kind of goes together or not. What's the word? Corresponds or not, right? Or if there's any corroborating evidence. Generally, when people don't know that there's footage, and I know this because I've won a case like this, people will go all sorts of ways and they'll say things, right? Yeah. And only then, after they've put their version of events on record, you then present the evidence, which will either corroborate or
dispute.
100%.
But here's my thing, right? I hear what you're saying, but unfortunately we live in a country where, from lived experience, when a crime happens in your home, sometimes you get told, oh, so you are reporting this crime for insurance purposes. Not necessarily because they're going to investigate. So if, for instance, I live in a gated community, and when I say gated community, I'm not talking an estate. I'm talking those standalone homes that have like a boom gate access or whatever the case may be. If there is a crime that gets committed in that particular type of a community, and we happen to have a WhatsApp group, and all I am doing is sharing with everyone else to say, please be aware, this particular thing happened within my home or the space within my home, and I'm just warning you of the possibilities of it happening within your space, purely because, as we know, SAPS is not really going to do anything. Am I not necessarily arming my neighbors with information? Because it's not like I'm disrupting any law,
criminal act. Okay, so here's the thing. That's also a very good question. So you remember when we did a show about boreholes, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how that is actually not your space to interfere in.
Yes.
You need prior permission in order for you to drill your borehole. Mm-hmm. The municipality needs to approve it, etc. and so on, right? It's exactly the same thing here. Once you have that footage, for the purposes of insurance claims, etc., you can then approach a city and say, hey guys, for these purposes, I need to share this footage. Then they'll tell you, yes, of course, you're allowed to. But the issue here is, this is public information. And with the Popular Act, you can't just be disseminating that information freely.
But the moment you're a criminal, you lose your human rights.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do. In my eyes, I don't care about the law.
Eyes.
You infringed upon my
you
rights.
You lose your human rights. No,
you
no,
you infringed upon my rights.
No.
So why must you be protected?
This is why the law is important. This, you see, Bo, Pela, according to your assertion, Shutwena, ungabopa bantu ubabulale in your backyard.
No. Well,
because they've lost all their human rights.
If you come into my house and you're trying to kill me, all's fair in love and war.
Don't say that. They're going to use this against you. They're going to use this against you one day.
Exactly. I'm joking. But in the greater scheme of things, I think where I disagree with this law is where you say this camera, which resides in my home, which happens to be facing the streets. If you have this bylaw and I decide, you know what, I want no party to all of this nonsense, let me remove this camera again. You are saying to me, I can now no longer remove this camera, which is on my property without your approval.
Yeah, there's so many things that are on your property that are not yours.
Yeah, Maramina, I want no party to all of this. Can I just remove it in peace and keep it moving?
No.
At least, Paul, one thing that's comforting is that you're not the only person that holds the view that you hold. Crime experts actually feel this legislation is significantly restrictive and will derail the fight against crime. Mm. So probably they're going to challenge it. I wish when they were promulgating, it would have been preceded by a broad conversation, because crime is a problem in Gauteng, quite a lot. So many community forums would have probably made their contributions, and maybe it would have been amended to a certain extent to allow them to vary it in some way, that specific legislation. So unfortunate that many people are hearing of it post it being promulgated. Mm. So it's...
No, we can't even share.
Let me ask you guys this. Do you remember when you did a show about camera phones?
Yeah.
How everybody was up in arms about people recording in public spaces. How is this any different?
There's no crime being committed.
Yes. You see, if you're going to use your camera phone, there's so many cash and transit heists that we've seen thanks to camera phones. Crimes that we've seen thanks to camera phones. Now, if you're going to use a camera phone to bring awareness to the problem of crime, that is fine. Not to record Saul enjoying his burger.
Okay, now, where do I draw the line here if there's no law about sharing footage? What if I share footage of Saul driving and say, hey, guy, here's Saul. Look what car he drives. He had a puncture by my house. Now what?
No, but we craft the law to ensure that we know that we use technology responsibly. That's all.
What's responsible about exposing Saul and doxing him?
No, but if I'm doing something wrong, yes, do expose me.
No, if you're not doing anything wrong.
Then
the law doesn't make a
distinction. You're violating my privacy.
But this is exactly the
point. When you're a criminal, you lose privacy at the moment.
No, you don't. Listen. This is exactly my point, what I'm trying to explain to you guys.
Okay.
Right? The law doesn't make a distinction between what's recorded and what is legal, right? Just whatever's recorded on a public road, that you cannot share without prior permission. You yourself, for example, making another example, you could be driving on the road very innocently and you have a puncture. Then they share that footage.
Yes.
Is that a violation of your privacy?
Definitely.
Okay. Should people share that footage?
No.
Okay. What if you're transporting drugs now in your car? Now all of a sudden it changes, doesn't it?
Definitely.
Okay. You see the difference? We wouldn't have known any of this until you go to court and either prove your innocence or your guilt. But we cannot just share the information willy-nilly before we get approval.
You know how it feels? It almost feels as though the law gets geared towards the protection of criminals over and over and over.
No, that's not it. You're looking at the wrong way.
No, I hear
what
you're
saying. The law gets geared towards the protection of all citizens. Not just citizens, by the way.
But guys,
because you don't have to be a citizen to enjoy these human rights.
Cesar, the law, just like the Constitution, is a living document, and it can be amended. Where it is vague, it can be explicitly stated that this is when you will be able to share footage and this is when you will not be able to share footage. So we cannot just throw our hands in the air and say there will be footage that will never be shared. You'll have to get prior approval before you actually share the information. It can be amended. That's why the consultation process was necessary, so that they make sure that what is drafted
is something that we agree on. But explain to me, guys, where does it hurt you to go ask for permission before you share the footage?
Because for one, we know trying to get anything out of any government institution takes forever.
But now that's another matter. That's a matter of efficiency. But that doesn't come into this discussion.
It does, though.
No, guys. You can't draft a law based on whether or not the law will be enforceable, because maybe guys are insufficient or they haven't got the right staff to do that. That's not how it works.
You draft
the law the way things ought to be, right? Then you address the shortcomings when it comes to
execution.
Yes, that's what you do. You can't go, because for example, then you should say in areas where there's no SAPS, or in areas where SAPS doesn't have cars, Shoot the criminals yourselves.
No, but that's foresight, Caesar. This is something. No, Caesar, no, but you must draft the law. Works. No, but you must draft the law with those loopholes in mind. That's what foresight is, because we're dealing
but
with.
But this isn't a loophole.
No,
this is a very straightforward thing.
We were here criticizing how, when it comes to the Constitution, you had certain people. There was a whole conversation about you could have had somebody who was impeached being in Parliament, and we said, had they had the foresight to probably envision a time when you could have impeached people being brought in as members of Parliament, you wouldn't have had such a situation, which is what they're trying to correct.
That is
so now we
else,
can
no
draft
problem.
The law yeah, to they, say made it a might provision. Not be implementable.
You haven't answered me.
What's the provision? Okay, but what's the provision? That
that's
I must go
telling.
To the office
yes,
and
go
ask
get,
for
go
permission.
Get permission from
and
the municipality.
And then they tell me I must fill out a form and then I go back and
yes,
then they tell me
super.
The system
where
is
does
offline.
It hurt you to do that?
Come on, guys.
See, so you see, you're arguing very academically and smartly, but we all know that the reason...
But you haven't answered me. Where does it hurt you? There's so many things you can't do without municipal permission anyway.
Because it hurts in the execution of this very law. Like, for instance, as I was saying, as I was giving you a proper example earlier, if I needed to share that footage with the CPF, for instance, to say, guys, we seem to be dealing with a particular problem within the area. Now I cannot do that because of this law.
No, you can't do that. So you go to the cops and the cops will then inform
by
you
By that
guys.
Time, how many houses have been hit? By the time...
Guys, to go to the cops does not take even... 3 hours. What do you mean?
So if in my community, one car, right, outside Mpumabuo, who's my neighbor, commits a crime, and then tomorrow, outside Mfundo's house, they can't even share it on a WhatsApp group to say there is this car, here is the footage.
Because you should have reported it to the cops. The cops will then come and tell you guys as a community. No, but wait.
Come on. That's impractical.
Okay, when you got into an accident, do you report it?
I'm
asking
you. You live a protected life.
When you got into an accident, Saul, did you report it to your cops? I know why I'm asking.
I saw you police, but, so yes.
Okay. And when you went to your insurance, did the insurance ask you for a case number?
Yes.
Exactly. And did it all work out?
Yeah, it all
so
did.
What are you guys arguing?
We are arguing
because there's so
that
many things that require reporting to either municipality or the state, and you do it all the time.
I agree with Saul. You are arguing academically. The reality of the situation is not that.
You live
a very
That's
protected
it.
Life. And we don't have
And
guess capacity.
What I'm protected by? Cameras.
Actually, that's in the public roads. He's somewhere random in a hill somewhere.
Imagine, yeah. Balimazunda no muntu la parking and then mina ngine camera iyababamba labantu laba and then basically circulate low video only out with the perpetrators are known by circulation. I see. You are better.
But why are you circulating the video instead of going to the law? Okay, these are people that are supposed to investigate. This is my question. Why are you circulating the video on WhatsApp or social media?
Because the law fails us.
And so what does social media do? Because you're only doing this thing for clout on social media.
A lot of criminals have been identified through the social media.
Okay, identified and then what? Does social media have the power to arrest? Does it?
We know what happens.
What happens? Tell me. The matter ends up with SAPS nonetheless. Take it to the people that are investigating. I think it ends up with the social media. No business in come and say, laugh, and that's it. There's nothing that's going to happen in social media.
No.
The matter needs to end up with the people that enforce the law.
But you can't deny the positives of sharing it on social media, such as awareness to other people that maybe this is a crime
hotspot.
It
can be shared on social media after the fact. But take it to the people that are investigating the crime first. Social media, against the luto. You're going to need that just in there. Ah, so I was wearing grey underwear. Ha, ha, ha. So of no consequence at all.
I see. So say I get a footage on my camera, right? I take it to law enforcement because that's what I'm supposed to do. The criminal goes and does their things, or even those cops, because South African cops, let's be realistic, they literally approach the criminal to say, this is what I have, how much you got, and then what?
Okay. You see, that's a totally different discussion. This is what I always try and explain to you. You can't conflate two issues, right? The issue of corruption or bad governance is not an issue of bad legislation. Legislation alone is what we're discussing here. The law in itself.
Your Sizwe, just fall on the streets or at the mall. You shall see. Your footage will be everywhere. Like, am I gonna become a laughing stock for falling? Iwa nje wena uzobona. Wonke umuntu uzokhleka. Uzoba kuyonke ama WhatsApp group akhlenga.
And this is exactly the thing. Usali yena lo. Just 2 weeks ago, he was complaining because a lady recorded herself in the gym and he was in the background. Now all of a sudden he wants to share footage
of people doing wrong, of people committing crimes. That's
so
different.
Where
than
do you
me.
Draw the distinction between what footage gets shared? This is the point of law. How are you going to police that?
You see, it serves no one seeing me, a video of me, unaware that I'm being recorded having my dinner. But it serves a lot of people when I share the crime that is happening just down the road from them.
There's a way you can tell them the story. You can narrate the story without sharing the footage. The footage is to be given to the investigating officer. Only once the case has been cracked, later on, gay, you can share it. This is a point that everybody's trying to make here. And by the way, we could have taken this discussion further, right? Cameras that are linked to a DVR have an IP address. It can go even further where the municipality needs to have access to your camera, your own camera, because it shows a part of the public space that they don't have access to. What are you going to do? Grant them access or are you going to stop them?
No, you'll grant them access.
100%, which tells me that you understand the importance of that camera serving society at large. Do you see what I'm trying to say here?
Cool.
Guys, having to get permission before I post that video, you're losing time that our local security could have caught that criminal with whatever he was doing, whether it was stealing something, breaking into someone's car. We find more and more in our communities that it's the local security that's catching the criminals instead of the police. If I have to go and report it, I've lost how many days or hours, and that person's long time gone.
So if you don't report it, what are you going to do about it? Please tell us. What is it that you think you can do about crime as an individual without reporting it to the police?
No. This thing of protecting criminals must come to an end. You know, Connor, there's a case like who was shot around like Aslan. So now, like these guys who shot this guy, they were captured by Ikemara's next door. So Ikemara's next door, obviously, it's starting. So, and Lavant, they were scouting the place for like 2 hours before. And so much, I thought it was like this shooting, the neighbor walked my footage. We have one good Lava Bavan. Took the footage to a police station, and then now Lenka believes they are arrested. So, no, South Africa is very like one way. Go protect with Kebeng.
Listen to the last 10 seconds of your voice note. Took the footage to the police, and then the guys got arrested. People just like to argue. Angazi in an EP guy.
But we can have citizens' arrests.
Okay, you of all people. I'd like to see you try, please.
No, but the thing is, all I'm saying is that the law does allow for it. There is provision for something called citizen's arrest. So in this instance...
So you're saying you trust a citizen more than you trust a cop?
Don't take me there. I'm asking you.
Do you trust a citizen more than you trust a cop? Like, for example, if you see a law being broken, what's your first recourse? Are you going to go, hey, Saul, arrest that guy? Or are you going to go to a cop?
All I'm saying is that is permissible. You can, as citizens, it's in the law. There's something called citizens' arrest, so it can be done. And if there's no capacity when it comes to the police, perhaps we should have citizens arresting, and then they'll surrender those individuals to the police to process them.
Especially when we only have 200,000 police officers for the whole 70 million of us in South Africa.
Yeah, the
if that's the case,
scary.
Then why is crime so prevalent in this country? Since we've got so many citizens, 66 million of them.
And I don't like the fact that you're blasting me here, talking about I would arrest a person. Of course I wouldn't. Why must you tell them I'm a chicken?
Because criminals are armed, Cesar. Way more armed than all of us. And abasabing each other, cops. Who are we?
So who are you going to arrest and how? Okay.
No, I'm just saying the law allows for citizens' arrest because there's not enough cops to begin with.
The news is late. Fundo, it's your fault.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.